You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Matt Ritchie to score and Bournemouth to win is 5-1. Andy Carroll to score and West Ham to win in the market at 7-1. Lee, West Ham are 11 points ahead of Bournemouth in the league. They look a big price to go to Bournemouth and win this game. Dimitri Payet's influence cannot be underestimated. He's made a return. That's a big boost for West Ham, who have found life a little bit more difficult, particularly from an attacking perspective without him. And they've won their last three, West Ham, and they've been more stout defensively as well recently. They've only conceded twice in their last six Premier League games. Big price, West Ham 11-4.
I think so, yeah. I mean, you know, I know Bournemouth beat City 2-1, but, you know, that's standing there like an island amongst some pretty poor home form. All right, 3-3 draw against Everton when they, you know, they came from behind twice to level. Lost to Tottenham, lost to Newcastle, drew with Crystal Palace at home. But I think, as you say, West Ham, you know, the last away game was on Boxing Day. You know, since then, they've had three home games, one in the Cup, and they've won all three of them against Southampton, Liverpool and Wolves. Obviously, you'd expect them to beat Wolves. But confidence starting to grow again. The forwards are starting to score goals. Antonio's got 2-2 in those Premier League matches. So, yeah, I think I don't really understand why West Ham are 11-4. I've got no explanation for it, other than the fact that maybe Bournemouth could get a draw out of it. But Bournemouth, 11-10.
It's madness. It is madness. There's no explanation. You're right, Lee. Everything you say, I echo. West Ham 11-4. It's just, I mean, every match I'm coming to, I'm thinking this is an even better one than the last one. And they,
I was all the away win. We're resigning, aren't we?
We can't possibly lose, not make money this week.
Well, hang on a minute.
West Ham are certainties here, 11-4. Honestly, I really believe that. I think what they were a side that, you know, you could, away from only beating great teams, and then they'd flop at home. But now they've become an all-round better side. You don't see a howler of a performance from West Ham anymore. They're a very, very capable side, and you know they're going to Bournemouth and are almost 3-1. It just doesn't make sense to me. West Ham all day long.
Yeah, they have improved Bournemouth, haven't they? Just to play a devil's advocate for a second, but it'd take a brave man to back them at 11-10 to beat
West
Ham.
Absolutely, they've improved, and you know, and but not 11-10.
No,
I mean, it just seems it's like the further away the teams get, the traders, because they're based in Leeds, they just make them short. Southampton and Bournemouth, they're always too short.
Yeah, my concern is we've all been in agreement so far on this podcast.
Yeah. Well, I'm just waiting, and then whatever he says is going to be his nap, I'm going to copy. Yeah. It's my new tactic.
Well, actually, you're right there. I mean, that does tell you something about the prices being wrong, if all three of us can see that. You know, there are some wrong prices this way. I don't know why that's happened, but let's just cash in.
Or all those three are wrong.
Yeah,
well, there is that, isn't there?
Well, yeah, I can understand it if you two, but not me. Surely not me.
Get paid to
yeah, precisely, Dave. There's a faint possibility, isn't there? Just a faint possibility. But I don't believe it. No, I think West Ham are a big price there, 11-4.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.